The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. I'm here today with Kimberly Loving. She is a certified health coach and owner of My Gut Health Coach. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Amanda. I'm so excited to be here.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad that we've gotten to do this. And you have an amazing story. It wasn't just you on the health journey. It was your entire family, right, that led you to want to do what you're doing now. Tell us about that.
Yes. So several years ago, we started on this health journey because my daughter, Charlotte, she got diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome. And at the time, she was the main focus, but we all had issues. My oldest daughter had ADHD, dyslexia. I was having seizures.
I did not know that.
Yes, I was having seizures. I had psoriasis. A lot of anxiety, depression within myself. We all had bowel issues. My son, Max, had he had some behavioral issues. So lots of temper tantrums. We just really didn't know what was going on with him. But with her diagnosis, that's what got me on the trail to just learning a little bit more about food. We went to a neurologist and I had heard about diet, especially with kids on the autism spectrum, because it was in the news a little bit back then. But unfortunately, he told me that diet wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, I've heard that a few times myself in my own journey. There are just so many doctors who, unfortunately, for all of their wonderful wealth of knowledge that they do have, aren't educated in nutrition.
Right.
And I had no idea about that until, you know, I got down the road a little bit and kind of had these same kind of realizations come to me. So, all right. So you went to the neurologist. Oh, don't worry about the diet. And then what?
Well, he gave me a list of resources and I went home. And fortunately, every single one of them were either full or it was a dead end. I couldn't get into them, which forced me back then to go to the library. We had a computer at home, but Google wasn't like a thing. We didn't have the smartphones that we do now.
I remember the library. I remember when, yeah, I remember encyclopedias and books. And yes, those were good resources. And now it's great that we have everything at our fingertips. But that's so cool that this inspired you. So your mom, you're being resourceful. You go to the library. And what did you find
out? I started researching gluten-free and dairy-free, casein-free diets first, because that's what I had heard. And after researching and really diving in, I thought it was worth a try. And I'm so glad I did. Now, I didn't start off on the right road at first, but it was really encouraging because 4 days off of dairy, she came into the kitchen. I still remember this. I was standing in the kitchen cooking and she looked at me and said, "Mom, what are you making for dinner? What are you doing?" And I was just so floored because every other conversation before then was very encyclopedia-like because she was just all facts. It wasn't conversational at all. So that really inspired me to, oh my goodness, this is really working. So then we took out gluten and we were on a really good road for a while, except that I'll throw in the butt. I did some parts of it wrong. I didn't know what I didn't know. I thought by just getting out gluten and removing the foods that I knew were not good for us,
sure,
that would be enough. And we weren't focusing on gut health then at all. In fact, we were eating a lot of sugary gluten-free foods. So over 2 years, we actually became more sensitive.
Gotcha. Yep. I've seen that happen as well. Okay. So then what?
Then It's actually my son Max who inspired the next step, because his, oh, God bless him, he was a sweet, beautiful baby, but his temper tantrums were crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds familiar. as you know, my son also kind of has some gluten dairy issues, and we've been through PANDAS, pediatric acute neurological disorder associated with strep, and some other things that caused behavioral issues. A lot of things that could be corrected with gut health and diet. And so, all right, so Max spurred on the next
yes,
step.
Okay. The next step. So we took him in and we had some testing done. And at the time, finances are really short, a whole other part of my story that maybe we shouldn't go into. But my husband had gone through cancer when Max was a baby. So finances were tight. And so,
I didn't know that either. Kimberly Loving, I am learning all kinds of new things.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. And he's fine now, by the way.
Yeah,
that's a side
fantastic.
Story.
Yeah, I would never have known. That's amazing. Okay. So
We decided to, his food sensitivity test came back that he was sensitive to foods that he shouldn't be. And it just resonated with me because we were already gluten-free and many of the gluten-free flours he was sensitive to, plus garlic, green beans, cantaloupe, just a whole list of foods that people should be able to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So dysbiosis issues, like what did you decide, what did you figure out at that point for him?
Well, we decided to go with gut health and really focus on rebuilding that, because at the time we were all, so remember, like the whole side stories, we were all becoming more sensitive. I was having seizures from cross contamination of gluten, so I couldn't eat at restaurants at all, ever. Yeah. I would have a seizure. I mean, it was just crazy. And the same was true with my girls. Just the sensitivity was just really extreme.
Okay.
So we decided to go for it and just focus on gut health for everybody. And I thought with focusing on one, it's going to be good for everybody.
Okay. And so, and then is that at the point, you and I have talked before, and I think GAPS diet came into play, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Okay. So GAPS diet is what we did. And we didn't follow it strictly, but it stands for Gut and Psychology Syndrome by Natasha Campbell McBride.
Yep.
And it was excellent for us. It is exactly what we needed, but it's really strict and hard.
It is a challenge. I have done it, not perfectly, but I have done it. And it really did help me with my gut health as well. And I was able to kind of reset some things and get off some medications. And it was pretty amazing. So you had the same kind of experience then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We, within 6 months of following, and we didn't follow it exactly either. That was probably where, and even today I see people get hung up on some of the diets because they feel like they have to follow all the rules of it.
Yeah. And perfection is not a requirement.
No.
Certain things. Now, clearly if you're having seizures related to gluten, there are some things that you can't, you know, you can't waver on, but in general, following a diet, it's like just do the best you can and you'll get the effects, right? So what kind of changes did you see after implementing this diet?
So it really was incredible. So in 6 months' time is where we really started to see the detox was pretty hard.
So Herxheimer reaction kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, I mean, I remember my husband coming home the first 2 days, really, we were all in tears. All of us were crying. He came home and we were all crying because we were just hurting and not feeling good at all.
It's miserable. So anyone that's listening, there is a, so whenever you're resetting your gut health, right? And if you've got dysbiosis, meaning we'll call them your good guy and bad guy bacteria balances off, right? So as your bad guys are dying off, which would be candida or various other things, you're going to get kind of a toxin release throughout your system, just to simplify. And it'll make you feel like you have the flu.
Yes.
Is one way to put it. It's pretty gnarly. It's pretty miserable for a couple of days. But then after that,
then it starts to get better.
Oh, so much better.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So you had the die-off effects. You guys weren't feeling too well, but then the changes were pretty impressive.
Yes. So, we started feeling probably more normal within a month, but what I really saw was incredible. My daughter, Charlotte, watching her, I watched her move through the spectrum. And that was incredible to me because she went from, you know, kids with autism tend to have, I'm not a doctor, so I'm kind of using
phrases. We are health coaches. We are health coaches. But we are real life people that have dealt with things.
Yes,
so,
but kind of OCD-like tendencies, like with lining things up in her room and toys and blocks and different things. And she went from that and just these elaborate play things. She was 5 when we started all this. And these elaborate play things that she would have all over her floor to throwing things all over, she went from Asperger's to ADHD. I watched her move through it. And I don't mean throwing like in a mean way. I mean, just having toys everywhere, just messy, messy room. So went from orderly to messy, which was incredible to watch. And also watching her move from not really conversing with anyone to being really conversational and relational.
Wow. Okay. And to anyone that's listening, that's going, oh gosh, well, I don't know if that sounds better, like to go from the OCD to like the ADHD, but what you have to understand is the autism spectrum and that there are these different stages that people can move through. And so how is she now?
She is, she's so much better. So I won't say that she's not Asperger's at all, but she is absolutely more relational than ever. All the bowel issues that we had, which I didn't even mention, but that's all so much better. She loves people. She's a friendly person. So, friendly, very loving person, wants to help people.
And for any mom with a child with Asperger's or autism, what you just said really melts hearts and hits home.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's a big deal. Well, I'm excited to pick your brain some more. We're getting close to break time. So I just want to let everybody know to stick around for more information from my gut health coach, Kimberly Lebbing. And this is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. See you after the break. This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. And we are back with certified health coach, Kimberly Lebbing. Hi.
Hi. We're back.
We're back. So, all right. Before the break, we talked about your incredible story, your journey, your and your family's journey through health, really, this whole health journey you've been on and getting your gut health back on track. And to sit across from you today and see how vibrant and incredible you are, I would never have known that you had gone through seizures and all of these other things that you had to deal with. So let's talk a little bit more. I want some nuggets of advice from Kimberly Lebbing on gut health.
Okay.
So I guess a good place to start, right, at the microbiome, big buzzword, right, in health the last, you know, couple of years. But I think we're learning so much more about the importance of prebiotics and probiotics. And why don't we just dive in and get a little information from you on that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to, if I can backstep a little bit.
Go for it.
Educate, because you mentioned good guys and bad guys. And I feel like some people really, like, I didn't understand what any of this meant. And so I feel like we need to start there because
I would love a deep dive on that. Yes, we haven't really done that on the show, so that would be fantastic.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Let's do it.
Because your entire body is made up of bacteria everywhere. 80% of your immune system is in your gut. Mm-hmm. And you have all these little bacteria. You have good guys. You have bad guys.
And even the bad guys, we need some of those. That keeps everything in balance and in check. It's just a matter of not letting those things get out of balance and overgrown, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so what happened, so the reason we got into this state in the first place, and we talked a little bit about this offline, is whenever you are eating high sugar processed foods, rounds of antibiotics and meds, sometimes those things are necessary. But what they do is they kill off the good guys.
Right.
And like sugar and processed food feeds the bad guys.
Absolutely.
So that's how they come, and they just overpower these poor good guys. That the good bacteria in your gut are there to help break down nutrients. They help break down the nutrients. They get them into your bloodstream so that you can thrive, so that you can lose weight, so you can do all of these things. And if they're out of balance, it's just not going to work.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, okay. We want to get more of the good guys in, right? So fermented foods, right? Yes. Good high quality probiotics, usually refrigerated, things like that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. And then we've got to feed them, right? It's kind of like tending a garden.
Yes.
Okay. So how are we feeding so prebiotics, right? That's what feeds our good guy probiotics. So yes. Talk to me about some of your favorite prebiotic foods.
Prebiotic foods. Well, the easiest is raw fruits and vegetables. There's so many different varieties, things that are high in fiber. Even potato is a prebiotic food that can feed the good bacteria.
Now, typically raw potato, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I noticed in like banana, green bananas.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. Form of prebiotic. Thankfully, I like green bananas. Most people would kind of shrug their shoulders or wrinkle their nose at that. But yeah. And even things like, I love dandelion greens.
Yes.
Right?
Dandelion greens are great.
Super bitter, but they are so good for stimulating all those good liver enzymes too. So not only are they prebiotic, but there are other benefits to as far as cleansing from dandelions.
Yes.
So yeah, who knew?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But really, for most people, if you're just listening to this and you're like, dandelion greens, where on earth do I find that?
You don't have to go to your yard. Okay. You can actually buy those at the grocery store. Who knew? But then what to do with them? I usually just hide one or two in my smoothies. But yeah.
Yes, you can even buy dandelion tea.
I love dandelion tea. It's right. So good. Yeah. No, absolutely. Very
yes,
cool.
But easiest is raw fruits and vegetables. Yeah. I think that's the easiest for people to go, oh, okay, I can eat more of those.
And absolutely. Really, yeah.
They're the fertilizer for the garden.
You bet. You bet. And pretty darn good stuff.
Yes.
So yeah, all the good things in there. So, okay, we've got your probiotics, your prebiotics, and then let's talk about, so you said 80% of your immune system lives in your gut. I've heard different, like 70 to 80%. That's right. About right. That's what I've always heard. And the other thing that a lot of people don't realize is the gut-brain connection. And I know that's one thing that you yes. really specialize in. And as a fellow former anxiety, depression survivor and now thriver, let's talk about the gut-brain connection.
So that too, it's really incredible because when we were going through all this, how that affected, and I don't know if I talked a lot about it, but we did have a lot of bowel issues. The kids weren't growing. My oldest was in a size 8 for 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Family was starting to talk.
Yeah. A lot of people having questions, huh?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I was grossly underweight at the time. I wasn't absorbing my food. So whenever we started the GAPS journey specifically, and I saw that we started absorbing our food more, and it was a combination. We used bone broth, and I know not everybody is a big fan.
I actually am a fan of bone broth. I think everyone should include that in their diet as long as they're good organic bones.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. We saw a lot of improvement with that and then incorporating the probiotics and the prebiotic food as well. But we noticed it was just incredible because as our bowel movements, I hate to talk this, but I'm like, I'm a gut health coach. Okay. I got to talk.
So let me break it down for you. This show is called Get Real to Heal because sometimes the stuff that we really need to talk about is kind of gross.
Right.
And not that fun, but we've got to do it. So let's get real about it. So, okay. Yeah. So, you know, your gut started working better, right?
Right. I was evaluating poop. Like constantly, and I'm not kidding, with my kids and myself. I mean, and what it should look like.
Hey,
and
listen,
most people don't know.
This is mom world, right? And if you don't know about your Bristol stool chart, you need to get online and go ahead and Google that.
Yes,
so,
yes,
yeah.
Google the Bristol because that's what we watched.
Absolutely.
But as that improved, I noticed like anxiety went away, depression was going away. I couldn't be in a room before with more than five people without having anxiety. And I've spoken in front of 500 people.
Yes.
So it's incredible the difference that the connection and the difference that this has made.
Yeah. So a lot of our neurotransmitters are actually produced in our gut lining. Up to 90% of your serotonin is produced in our gut lining. So if you've got inflammation in your gut because of things that you're putting in that maybe don't agree with you, like food sensitivities, et cetera, which we'll touch on in a minute, you know, or if you've got, you know, dysbiosis, things like that, then your body can't do its job and produce all those good neurotransmitters that you need to regulate anxiety, depression, et cetera. So yeah, that gut-brain connection is tremendous.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. So all of that was improving. And let's see, you also, you know what? In your opinion, what's the best, so talking about autoimmune issues or, you know, just best diets to try and correct for things. I think I know your answer to this, but, you know, we hear GAPS, keto, autoimmune, paleo, paleo, vegan. What do you think is the best?
There are so many out there.
Right.
And my answer, I know, won't surprise you, but it may surprise some other people. And that is, there is not one diet that fits all. There really isn't.
I want to high five you right now. Yeah. But yes, absolutely. Yeah. And so, okay, some of the tools that you use to get to the bottom of that, since we're both health coaches, probably the same types of things, but, you know, where do you start?
Right. With discovering food sensitivities. I mean, we will remove the things that are the obvious things and try, you know, remove and try. Is this a sensitivity to you? I mean, for us, I mean, gluten probably for most people.
Yeah,
I believe it's a hard one, or can be. It's easier. It's so much easier now than it was years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. It's getting much, much easier. I'm relieved. I can actually go out occasionally and find a place to eat with family and not end up with a rash or who knows what else. But yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So removing some of those foods that are causing inflammation and then replacing them with gut-friendly foods.
Yeah. Yeah.
And food journaling.
Food journaling. I love that. I had a client just about a week ago. She's had stomach issues and headaches for years and years and years, and no one could figure out why. And she did the food sensitivity tests. And while those can be helpful and insightful in those situations where you need to immediately try to get somebody relief, I think really the best way, you probably agree with this, is to really food journal, because what we found was mushrooms were potentially triggering her issues, but she didn't pop for those on the food sensitivity test.
Right.
But she pulled them out because I was like, okay, let's see what, you know, in your food journal, what are the days that you're having the most issues? And it turned out the one food that seemed to be a trigger on those days, she was having mushrooms. And so we pulled those out and voila, after years of headaches and stomach issues, no more.
That's awesome.
So she's so excited. She's like, it's been like 9 days, which doesn't sound like a big deal. But to somebody that's been suffering with that for years and eating mushrooms like almost daily because her vitamin D was low.
Right.
It was something that happened to me as well. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, so, Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing how when you discover what the foods are. But, you know, I do approach things with let's work on the healing, so that you can potentially eat it again.
Absolutely.
And not be in fear of your food, because that's where I was for a number of years, is fearing my food.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar with that feeling too. Yeah. And it is great whenever, you know, there were a few years, to your point, that I couldn't eat nuts or seeds or certain things, right? I couldn't have those in my diet. And now I'm able to have pretty much everything back that I did, with the exception of gluten and dairy. So good progress, and something that's totally possible for people that
absolutely. And I will tell you, and not that I would recommend this, but I have been able to have gluten and dairy both without any issues at all. And so it's really nice to, I don't do
necessarily
it regularly.
Recommend it.
No,
but,
I don't recommend it, but
it's
nice
not going
to
make
not...
you severely ill like it
no,
did. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's a great place to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's amazing what the body is capable of.
Yes.
Well, Kimberly Lebbing, certified health coach, owner of My Gut Health Coach, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you for a little more information.
Okay. Well, I am on Facebook. You can search My Gut Health Coach. My website is mygutthealthcoach.com. I have a little 7-day challenge you can sign up for that's free. It'll give you some information and about gut health specifically, and then you can connect with me in our groups and other things.
Very cool. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For more information about health coaching or to contact me, please find me online at amandalaplante.com or on Facebook at Get Real to Heal. You can also listen to back episodes of this show at soundcloud.com/getrealtoheal. And if you'd like to schedule a free consultation, please reach out at 314-583-6749. Have a great day.